Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral. Texte numéro 18. Flopsy and Fido know their rights. Keeping a rabbit is a cherished right of childhood. But the lovable bundles of fur are developing rights of their own. In future, their owners could face a daunting list of obligations. Whereas once a rabbit's owners could have shut it in a cage with a bit of straw, in future they could find themselves with a legal duty to provide the creature with good food, veterinary care, and the companionship of other rabbits. Failure to comply could, in theory, result in a court appearance. Such prosecutions could result from new animal welfare laws that would effectively create a Bill of Rights governing the treatment of pets, including Britain's 7 million dogs, 8 million cats, and 650,000 horses. The country's 2 million rabbits are often kept alone in small cages, although they are sociable and prefer large homes and regular exercise. Anne Mitchell, who runs a national helpline for the Rabbit Welfare Association, said the animals had to be kept busy. It's a cage-bound hell to sit in a box at the bottom of the garden with nothing to do all day, she said. Similarly, dogs are often confined to small spaces, suppressing their natural instinct to run about and socialize. Thousands of urban cat owners seldom, if ever, let their pets out. If owners fail to walk their dogs or give their cats adequate space to roam, they could be in trouble. At the heart of the proposed legislation is the desire to allow police and the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, RSPCA, to prevent cruelty rather than just dealing with its aftermath. Elliot Morley, an environment minister, said, "The proposals on unnecessary suffering are quite important. For example, the police and RSPCA get a lot of calls about horses tethered on slopes where they risk choking if they slip down. But there is nothing they can do until the animal is actually suffering. Similarly, dogs and cats are often kept in very confined spaces. We want that to end." The concerns that the proposed law seeks to address will be highlighted this week by figures from the RSPCA showing a rise in the number of animal cruelty cases. Anne Grain of the RSPCA said, "We believe people who own animals have a duty to care for them properly. We are, however, proposing that people could be prosecuted under this duty of care only if they have previously been advised on the steps needed to meet it and have failed." Critics argue that the government risks taking the agenda of animal rights lobbyists too far, and the notion that animals can have rights is questioned by many philosophers. Professor Michael Rice of the Institute of Education at London University said, "This is a very contentious issue. For example, animals naturally hunt and treat each other very badly in all sorts of ways, and saying that is wrong is ridiculous." Fin du texte 18.